President-elect Donald Trump told the New York Times today that he believes the investigation into alleged Russian hacking of the U.S. election is, quote, a political witch hunt. But a report in the Washington Post today says U.S. intelligence agencies intercepted communications in which Russian officials congratulated themselves on the outcome of the election. That information helped inform the assessment by the U.S. intelligence community that Russian cyber operations were aimed, at least in part, to help Trump win the White House. Greg Miller is national security correspondent for the Washington Post, and he joins us now. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, setting aside the political witch hunt comment from President-elect Trump for a moment, what more can you tell us about these intercepted communications? What do they say?
Well, we don't have transcripts of these communications. Presumably they're in Russian. But, we had multiple sources tell us that there were numerous messages and communications that were monitored or intercepted in the immediate aftermath of the election in November, in which it was clear that senior officials in the Putin government were very happy with the outcome, were celebrating Trump's victory, and that sort of congratulating themselves on what a geopolitical win this was for Russia and the Kremlin. Mm.
And do we know, and again, I take your point about not having the transcripts, but do we know who the Russian officials are that have been identified in these communications?
That's not clear to us at this point, I have to be honest with you. I mean, it's possible and maybe likely that U.S. intelligence agencies know who they're listening to specifically, but what our sources were telling us was sort of the broad outlines of what was heard in these conversations and giving us broader sort of descriptors of this, just describing these as senior officials in Moscow, including some who would have been expected to have been aware of this hacking operation.
Mm-hmm. So, and what else have you learned from your sources that helps us understand both Russia's alleged involvement and given the hearings that went on Capitol Hill this week?
Well, I mean, this is the latest in a series of stories we've done that I think we're starting to get a fuller picture of why U.S. spy agencies are so confident, have such high confidence conclusions that Russia was not only out to disrupt, undermine the U.S. election, but actually was trying to tilt the outcome to Trump in the end. And in other stories, we've written about how the U.S. intelligence agencies have also identified what they term as the actors, maybe individuals or maybe linked organizations to Russian intelligence agencies that took possession of a lot of this trove of emails stolen from Democratic servers and delivered to WikiLeaks. And there are other pieces that have also fallen into place as well. And I think one of the most important things they're looking at is just the totality of the leaks and the amount of energy that the hackers devoted to trying to penetrate the Democratic systems versus Republican systems.
Mm. Now, in your story in the Washington Post today, you say that U.S. officials that you spoke to declined to say whether these intercepted communications are cited in the classified version of the report that was commissioned by President Obama, and also that they're not regarded as conclusive evidence of Russian intelligence agencies' effort to achieve the outcome vis-a-vis President-elect Donald Trump. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's an important point here because, this is obviously a question we were asking and trying to get to the bottom of. Did these intercepted communications refer to the hacking operation? Were these congratulatory communications in the sense, attaboys like, boy, you guys did a great job. Look what you accomplished. You got Trump elected. And we were told, no, it's not that explicit. These are congratulatory in the sense that, boy, this is a great outcome for Russia. And so it helps inform for spy agencies, it helps them get a sense for the clear Russian preference in this particular campaign and their motivation. But is not really these intercepts are not a smoking gun in terms of confirming their effort to weigh in on Trump's behalf.
Mm. Now, Greg, I wonder, we've seen an extraordinary back and forth, if not direct, at least indirect back and forth between the president-elect and the U.S. intelligence community over the past many weeks, but especially
but
this
week.
But
it's about to be direct today.
Right? Oh, yeah, exactly. So tell me, do you feel like this is forcing the intelligence services to release more information in certain ways than they would otherwise like to?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to – sources talk to the Washington Post and other news organizations for a great deal of motivations. But I imagine that if you're quite confident in your understanding of something, to be constantly disparaged and have your judgments dismissed might be – you know, might give you some additional motivation to want to talk about it. I mean, you've started to see this – even publicly, right? I mean, Clapper yesterday in a public hearing and before the Senate Armed Services Committee was talking about how there's a difference between a healthy skepticism that the intelligence agencies get from a policymaker and even a president versus disparagement.
Right. Well, Greg Miller is national security correspondent for the Washington Post. Greg, many thanks.
Thank you.